Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is George Washington III of @GWIII. Brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. A multi-talented voice artist and classical singer based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, George is also a longtime IT professional and an experienced on-camera host. He's hosted the news for Wachovia's internal television network that goes to all desktop PCs in the bank's network, as well as TVs in the branches. You've heard him on national commercials for CarMax, Check and Go, and thousands of on-hold messages for Courtyard by Marriott and the NCAA. Plus, in-store announcements for Big Lots and Whole Foods. Thanks for being here, George.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we know you're a voiceover person, an on-camera talent, and a singer, which that I wasn't aware of that till today. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about some projects that you're working on.
Well, on the voiceover side, I'm doing some e-learning projects for Capital One, working with someone to get those things done. I just finished some commercials for our local opera company, who I've sung with for the past 11 years or so, and finished up producing all of them in their entirety. So I did the voice and did the music behind them and all that. And on the music side, I actually have a performance tomorrow night as a part of a fundraiser for Opera Carolina.
Oh, cool. Wow, that sounds like a lot of work, though.
Yeah, there's a little bit going on right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you're keeping busy. So what do you think of Twitter? How is Twitter working as part of your whole mix of social networking?
Well, with Twitter, I've been mostly connecting with other people, other voice artists, and getting information. Like, for instance, Key Audio is a great Twitter feed, and one of the things he passed out was the ability to use sidechain compression when using music in the background of your voiceover spots. And I was able to find that and use that, and I would never have found that any other way except via Twitter. Although I have gotten some work via Twitter from other people who use it for spreading information. I picked up an e-learning gig that way and picked up another contact that way. So I've been using it both to get business and get information and contact other people.
It has really, for us, it has really made the world very small. It's been, I think, a tremendous resource.
I'm also doing a little work with Pamela Vanderway, who is Dialect411 on Twitter. Working on some things with her as we're trying to come up with some interesting possibilities that voice artists can take advantage of, and also on camera and screen actors. So that's a really exciting thing that we can't divulge everything about, but I'm really excited about working on it with her.
She's a great resource. In fact, I just did a little blog piece for her myself, for her blog. So I was very excited to meet her, and she's a great networker.
Yes.
So yeah, that's interesting that we share a resource. Is there much of a voiceover community in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, or are you kind of...
Well, there are a good number of voice artists here. We aren't particularly, organized? There aren't a large number of meetup groups or things like that, though there is one that works with VO Career. But we are out here. We do a lot of work outside of the area. So we're not just voicing things that happen in our market.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I think that's the fact that everybody has access to internet and uploading FTP files and that kind of thing has shrunk. And ISDN. ISDN's a great resource for us. We've utilized that a lot. Has shrunk that whole world market into, you know, whatever you can get kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, George, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at @GWIII. And my website is voevolution.com.
Well, George, thanks for being here, and we really appreciate talking to you.
All right, Tim, thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us on this Audio Follow Friday. We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.